This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McMahon.
Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop. We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Everybody,
cold outside.
Come out of the cold.
Yeah,
it is the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, boss.
Hello. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com. Of course, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. That was a burp from Danny. How are you, Danny?
I am beautiful.
Beautiful. He just wants you to know. Joe, how are you?
I'm okay.
Billy, not here because he's supposedly shoveling snow right now.
Oh, really?
And can't come to the phone, so he's not here tonight.
He was shoveling shit.
He's shoveling something.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know.
So we all do.
There's a nor'easter slash blizzard snowmageddon. It was snow thunder or thunder snow or whatever the fuck
this
it's called.
This is Canada weather.
It's fucking crazy.
Thunder cunt.
Thunder cunt.
Thunder cunt outside.
Yeah. Oh, you know her too, huh?
Yeah. She was a cock-juggling thunder, exact. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's one of those shows, people. Okay. It's one of those shows. I'll be the first one to say, I don't know what you're doing, but I will say hi to Daniel, Joe, Kathy, Marcus, Gennaro, Angela, Ham, Chris, Nick.
And many, many more.
Molly. There's so many of you out there in the world of Radio Land.
But you got anything better to do?
No, not at all.
Stupid show.
This is what they do. They watch us on the ham cam. They listen to us at hamradioshow.com. It's what they do.
Okay.
Good evening, like I said before. Big show tonight. Big show. Mr. Skin's going to be here.
Mr. Skin, yeah.
The next segment, by the way, he's very busy.
Yeah.
A lot of radio shows to do.
Right? Only going to talk for a few minutes.
I got shit to do.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he wants some dick. by the way, going to, he just did Stern on Monday.
Oh, really?
So I don't want to say nothing, but I feel like we're in the big leagues, Danny.
Yeah, well,
he did Stern on Monday,
yeah.
Downgraded 2 days later, and now he's doing us. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. 718-577-1389 if you want to talk to us. Phone lines, of course, open and operational, even in the snow. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
We don't care.
Brandon's over there, too. Brandon's going to hopefully, I think I'm going to do the, Brandon's the guy from the TV thing. Remember the thing that Puppet was doing?
Yes.
ASY TV. There, supposedly, the plan that's afoot is that there's going to be a show, a ham radio TV thing.
What's that?
I guess we'll shoot like a maybe. I don't know if you would call it a pilot.
Oh,
hi,
on.
Tracy, by the way. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Marissa.
Is that what you were talking about me before?
Yeah, one of the things where they're going to film the show.
Oh.
We got some ideas. All right? We got some ideas on the paper, Joe, what we do.
Oh.
We get a little thing. We
Are we
going to
be on
thing.
Netflix?
Not on Netflix,
no?
but it will be something that you can get on like on demand, which is pretty fucking cool, because that's how people watch TV now.
Okay.
So, I mean, it does make sense, like, because if you have, like, a Roku, the Roku?
Roku.
You got the Roku?
I have a Roku TV.
In your house? Give me some of that Roku.
Oh,
you can get that.
I didn't know that. Is that
Brandon, by the way, wants us to know he's in the Facebook Live suite.
Oh, God bless
Brandon,
him.
Who's the guy who runs ASY TV, said he thought we were shooting hardcore porn.
Oh.
Possibly.
I'd like that.
One of the ideas, the glory hole guessing game.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Eddie and I have some great ideas for scenarios for porn movies.
I have the best ones.
Yeah.
Me and Joe.
Hello, I'm queer, and now I'm here.
That one's Joe's.
That was mine, yes.
Joe always likes to add a queer in there, which is weird.
No, I don't like homosexuals.
No, but you like to
not
add
that I don't like homosexuals. That came out wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Please send your letters directly to Joe.
No, I just, I get upset when I see you.
Oh, Joe, by the way, we got our first phone call. It's the people from GLAAD. They like to speak to you.
Okay, yeah.
The gay and lesbian against the...
I love lesbians. Lesbians
are the best gays.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Lesbians are the best gays.
Well, no, lesbians are stimulating to men. They
about the JJs.
Woo!
Yeah. Guy homosexuals are not stimulating to most men who are not homosexual.
I have no clue what the fuck you just said.
Because
he mumbled.
He mumbled the tail end of that, and
Joe
I lost interest.
Joe has a character he thinks is funny.
No, that
where he does this thing where he says something, and then he trails it off into a mumble to make it sound like, oh, I got my hand caught in the cookie jar, and people will say, it's not. Just say the line, and we'll tell you if it's funny.
Well, no, I didn't mean it to be funny. I meant it to be like, it's a truism. Most guys.
Yeah.
Who are not homosexual feel uncomfortable. I'm looking for the right words. Uncomfortable to watch other homosexuals swapping splits. You know,
splits.
Yeah,
swapping splits would be two scissors. Girls scissoring each other,
but
which is different.
On the other hand, guys watching girls make out find that very scintillating.
Well, I don't give a shit if I watch two guys kiss. I got no problem with that.
It doesn't make it doesn't.
I don't want to see a guy, two guys butt fucking.
Yeah, that's a little bit extreme, but it's the same thing.
That's something I could say, hey, I got nothing against gay people, which I don't.
I don't either.
But I don't want to see two. But you're like, you go like,
two guys.
When two guys are kissing. Who gives a shit if two guys kiss?
Well, I don't personally give a shit. I just don't want to see it.
You do. Marissa, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite said if you guys were shooting porn, she'd watch you guys more often. But she also pointed out that bisexuals are the best.
Would she like to participate?
I would definitely. That's a friend's sister, but I'd fuck the shit out of her. Bisexuals are the best. You get the best of both worlds. No, bisexuals are greedy. They're greedy. That's the way he goes.
They want it all.
Yeah. I like the cock and I like the puss.
They want everything.
And that's going to be used against me later on the show as a drop. But what the fuck? That's like bisexual Marcus.
Yeah.
To me, yes, okay, I guess it's the best of both worlds, but the thing is, it's greedy. Like, stop trying, like, stop it. Pick a thing. What genitals do you want? Pick the genitals that you want a pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Maybe one, you could, the only way bisexuality should work is they should have according days. Like, okay, it's Monday. Monday is Meat Lovers Monday. And that's the day that they go out just for cock.
Okay.
Cock all day long. Meat Lovers Monday. Yeah. Tuesday, Twatty Tuesday. And on Twatty Tuesday, what you get on Twatty Tuesday is that's when they go out for the pussy. They got that for the pussy.
And Friday is fucked
up. Well,
we'll
get to that in a minute. Ham Radio, who's this?
How the hell am I greedy?
You are greedy. You are greedy because you get cock and pussy, yeah, bisexual Marcus.
You want it all, Marcus.
You want it all or nothing at all.
Man, I'm not necessarily getting it all. I mean, I
you're
get one easy
it.
And I got to struggle for the other one.
Wait, excuse me. Let us rephrase. You're not getting shit, but you want it. There's a difference. If you were getting it, I'd be like, this guy's got a plethora of penis and a plethora of pussy. But
I mean, I'm lucky now that I found, and I hope Carla's listening to this, I'm lucky enough that I have found a girl who's going to give up her fur box for me.
Oh, how is how's your cousin doing?
Take photos, will you?
Is your cousin walking well?
Oh, that's funny.
Does she need a wheelchair after?
Yeah.
She is definitely daddy's good little girl.
Oh. So wait. So tell us more about this chick. That are you fucking her already, or you're
planning
to fuck her?
We're in the planning stage.
We're definitely planning.
Ah,
meaning she'll be here Monday. So she's. I'm gonna. She'll remain anonymous. I'm not gonna name names.
Okay.
Have I fucked her?
Say what?
Have I fucked her?
Blow up dolls don't count.
Yes, have you fucked her?
Hold on, excuse me. Yes, they do. Shut the fuck
up,
Danny.
Because you have a body count on.
I do have a body count for a fat guy that has a body that looks like Slimer from the Ghostbusters. I fucking have tapped a few asses in my day.
I would have went with Mr. Stay Puft.
Hi-yo. Well, I pick the insult, fucker, not you. All right, so tell me about this chick.
I don't know.
So, like, she's a workaholic. So it's kind of hard to get over here, considering the fact that she works her ass off.
What does she do?
Hooker.
She's basically in the movie / art biz.
Oh, she's an actress.
Not really.
Oh,
she's like a writer.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, that's really cool.
So,
people are, by the way, wait, but Marcus, people are actually guessing in the chat room.
Yeah.
They're saying that she'll remain anonymous, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner. Which technically would be the best of both worlds, because...
Well, yeah, you can't go wrong.
I don't know if Caitlyn has the downstairs area, but she might have a fur burger. Yeah. I don't know.
Probably well shaven.
She doesn't. No. Last I heard, she still has her dick. So.
Well, then you're fine with that, aren't you?
Yeah, but she's not sexy to me.
Well, now you're just getting picky. Can I just bring that up?
He's got eyes.
Now you're getting picky.
Maybe that's your problem. You have high standards.
Yeah, very high standards.
She does not go all the way with it. She still has that creepy pedophile voice. She still has the dick. All she has is tits. She's a man with tits. That's all she is.
You just described me.
Yeah, I got tits too.
But you're not transitioning. No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not yet, at least.
No.
He does like the dick. Oh. You know he likes the dick.
I don't like the dick. I am envious of dick. I have penis. I have penis envy. I have penis envy, Danny. It is different. Marcus likes the way they taste. I like the way they look. I'm not an undercover bisexual.
Thank you, Marcus.
You stare at other people's dicks.
Because, look, I'll tell you why. That's a psychological problem and why I need to go to a shrink. Because I don't have a huge schmeckle. So what happens is, Excuse me, mister. I don't wear underwear anymore because it's not comfortable. Shut the fuck up over there. Let's be quiet.
I didn't know that.
Danny goes, by the way, bisexual Marcus, breaking news on the show.
Danny
said for the last 2 years he hasn't worn underwear.
Really?
Right before we cracked the mics, this is what he tells me. And I'm like, why don't you wear underwear? And he goes, it's not comfortable. So now, what's the reasoning that I would have here? Because Danny has a giant schmeckle.
His penis
is big. Yeah. So you would think that's why he doesn't wear underwear.
You ever get caught in a zipper?
He needs to.
That's my point. So now if I think,
He was supposed to whip out his dick when I was over there, but he didn't do it.
He's a pussy, that's why.
Yeah, I can't compare it with his big black dick.
You show Marcus your cock one day, you promised.
Yeah, you did.
Now you have to fulfill your promise.
I'll take a day off of work to go there personally.
Just to see your dick. Not touch it, just see it.
Private show, huh?
Yeah. But see, this is my point. So now, he tells me before we go to air, he's not wearing underwear. Right this very second. Now, it's also cold out. And he's not wearing underwear. So now, what is the logic I'm supposed to draw there? Automatically, it goes right to Danny's dick. But if I mention Danny's dick, I'm now a closeted bisexual. Do you see what I'm saying? This is what I have to deal with. A man that sits 4 inches from me, who can probably touch me with 4 inches from me, because he's not wearing underwear.
I know.
But I'm not the one bragging about how big Alberto Del Rio's dick is.
I wasn't bragging.
Yes,
I said I was like, good for him. It's nice and juicy and veiny. Is that wrong?
How the hell are you not? How are your balls not like freezing cold?
Really?
Like,
yes. Yeah.
I have to wear underwear because I'm trying to protect my shit.
Exactly. Plus, if you shit your pants, you want
to
have a barrier.
Right now, I'm not outside. I went into the car.
A little wet. Got out of my car.
But so did I. I still have underwear on.
Yeah. You don't need it.
He doesn't care. I bet he doesn't really care who sees.
Wilson in the Facebook live stream said that Danny is wintertime free balling.
Yeah.
Free balling.
Free balling. God bless you, Tom Petty. The logic there, because now the story has switched.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone from greedy bisexuals like Marcus
to now wanting
to know. No, because now it became about you. And now your penis has become a subject. So it's not just me. The bisexual on the phone wants to know. Plus, I think Joe Wilson's now talking about it. Mr. Skin is now who's coming on the show in a little bit. Mr. Skin, who's calling in. By the way, MrSkin.com, the Anatomy Awards, 19th annual.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that in a little bit.
Great book.
Well, Joe has this book that he loves that we have for Mr. Skin.
I keep it right by the TV.
Joe, what's the name of the book? The
Mr. Skin. Skintastics. Video guide tells you exactly where all the nude scenes and the sex scenes are.
Yes.
In every movie that has them. I mean, it's a fantastic book.
I want this book.
Well, you can't have this book. This is one of Joe's prized possessions.
Yeah, I keep it right by my TV.
But I'm sure you can purchase Mr. Skin.
I'm tired of jerking off to the same monster ball scene
goddamn time.
Now, does he jerk off to Billy Bob Thornton in that scene?
Or Halle Berry?
That is a good question,
Danny. Point for Danny. That is a good question.
I mean, look, if I would have seen Billy Bob's dick, I would. But since I couldn't, I would jerk off to fucking Halle Berry, because I mean it's Halle Berry.
But how great! By the way, how great in that scene is Halle Berry?
She's beautiful.
But dude, it's the most unfucking sexy yet sexy scene ever. She's crying over the fact that her child was fucking dead. He got killed.
Yeah.
So she's crying out, make the pain go away. Make it not hurt no more.
Okay.
And
make
so,
it feel good.
Make it feel good. Make me feel good.
Okay.
And then Billy Bob plows this fucking crying, looks like a crack. She doesn't look good in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But her titties are amazing. Round of applause for Halle Berry.
Yes, yes.
They are beautiful.
Her ass.
Now, I'm sure that Mr. Skin will tell you the exact... Mr. Skin, from MrSkin.com, by the way,
yes,
will tell you exactly what time you see Halle Berry's titties
in
that movie.
Yeah.
Because he fast-forwards to the good parts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his job is.
He's a special man.
He's a special man. He's coming on next. 19th Annual Autonomy Awards. Better than the Academy Awards, by far. So, we've already discussed so far that we have a bisexual is a greedy. Danny doesn't wear underwear. Mr. Skin is awesome.
And you're a closet homosexual.
I'm not a closet homosexual.
And you have a small dick.
I have a small dick. That has been established.
Yes.
Okay, the one thing I will adhere to is I don't have a giant penis, but I am not a closet homosexual.
Well.
Marcus, the first time you saw a dick and you went, I wonder what that tastes like, then you knew you were gay, right? Well, he's bisexual.
Well, yeah.
I've seen Danny, I've seen your dick more times than I want to. Okay? I've never went, wow, I really hope to God it tastes like vanilla. I've never done that. It's never happened.
Lasagna.
Mm. It's like I'm going to go back for more.
Oh, boy.
I've never done that.
It's more
that.
Like a pink snow cone.
But they got the cheese.
But, yeah, he's got the Fumunda cheese, most definitely. But
there's
that,
no guy that you would curiously fuck?
No guy. No, I can honestly say there's no guy I would curiously fuck.
No. Yeah.
That is the weirdest way to put it. What happened?
What about Prince?
No, God, no. I would never fuck Prince. Ugh.
Oh.
Ugh.
Really? Ugh.
Dude, if I had standards, first off, if I was gay, it'd be Ryan Reynolds. Like, fuck.
Oh, I'll give you.
You would
that.
Fuck Prince? That little pipsqueak motherfucker. Like, what? If I'm gay at this point, in this scenario, if I'm a raging fucking homo in this scenario, right?
621.
Dang, I knew Danny's going to log. He's so going to have so many drops.
Is there any woman you wouldn't fuck?
No, there is that, but that's what I'm saying.
Anybody?
Janet Reno.
I am insane. I would. No, okay. Of course, Janet Reno's a man, though. I would.
Then you'll be gay.
But see, here's
Meryl
the thing.
Streep.
Wait, hold on. This is why I have to go to counseling.
Okay.
I know that I'm a sex addict. Like, I know for a fact that there is, dude, there are married chicks I've tried to fuck. There are married chicks I literally have fucked. There are people, friends, wives that have almost
Wait,
fucked.
You were a side piece?
Yeah.
Well, that's what, I've been the other man. I have.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. And that's, see, to me, that's what I need to work on. I need to figure out why I can't have, I haven't had a solid, honest relationship in a while.
Oh.
I've had tons of pussy. Tons.
Yeah.
And I love everyone who has ever went, hey, I'll fuck you. Yeah. Okay. And I totally go for that. But
Eddie's favorite expression is how much?
Yeah. My favorite sexual position is the one where my dick is inside of her.
That'll be $12.
That's the one. but that's what I'm saying. That's my issue. But I'm also secure so much in my masculinity, even though Danny's not secure in his masculinity.
Well, that's why he doesn't wear underwear.
He doesn't wear underwear because his dick's just flapping in the breeze. Like
you.
A fucking windsock.
A package of coins
in there. His windsock cock that he has.
Just brushing up against that rough-ass denim.
Ooh, Danny, you're turning on Marcus.
Wow.
No, Danny always wears track pants. Yeah. There is no
like
fucking, you're not
jeans.
Wearing jeans.
I don't like wearing jeans. And if I am wearing jeans, then I wear underwear.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't like the denim on the head of your fucking cock?
Yeah, it's kind of hurt, man.
In jeans.
Scratch.
Yeah, but don't you notice in every porno, the guy wears jeans, he never has fucking underwear on.
But his pants aren't on that long.
He never has underwear
never.
On.
Pants they never have underwear, long. Yeah.
No, but like he's always like, oh, I'm here to do the gutters.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's working
outside and he's like.
Well, they got those small, tight bikini underwear things going
well,
on.
Well, Danny,
the girls with him.
Who's gay now?
Brazilian dudes wear that shit. So the ones that kind of look like thongs, but they're like briefs. Yeah.
Oh, the plum smugglers?
Yeah, that's got to be uncomfortable. Yeah.
AKA banana hammocks?
Cracks up those. Ass, man.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I have an average size dick. We've discussed this. So I would never wear a banana hammock because my shit would kind of spill out the sides. So I couldn't even wear that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fucking Gina. Gina, by the way, in Facebook Live, in the Facebook Live suite, is calling us nasty underwear less fucks. That's Danny. Danny's not wearing underwear.
I wear underwear.
I'm wearing underwear right now. Joe's wearing underwear. Yeah.
Sometimes I wear two pair.
Joe has tidy whities on. I don't have tidy whities.
Joe actually uses the hole in the
Yeah. Well, wait, get this, Marcus. Joe uses the flap.
Oh, absolutely.
No one else. He uses the flap. Every other man on this earth goes to the bathroom, pulls the shit to the side, takes out their cock, and takes a piss.
Why did they put that flap there?
Yes. For cowboys.
It's a lot of work. You gotta, it, man. If you really have to piss, are you going to really, navigate your way through that slab just to get your dick out? So you
Joe
can
does, yeah. Joe
does. Well, I told you I had an incident last week where I put my underwear on the inside out and the flap was on the other side, you know. And I'm looking to grab it and I can't find it and I gotta go and it's,
you know, well, that's normal. You can't find it.
But see, that's why I go to. I use stalls. Yeah. I am stall friendly.
I go into stalls,
drop my pants, take my dick out like a 4-year-old pissing at the urinal, hands up, and I just pee. It is the greatest. If you have to pee, going into a stall and taking a leak is so phenomenal. It is one of the greatest pleasures in the world.
Unless the door doesn't lock.
Yeah, but see, I don't like urinals because of splashback. Yeah, Not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, listen, we got to hang up on Marcus because we got to get Mr. Skin on the phone, so we got to take a break, Danny, right?
Yes,
right.
We do.
Marcus, stop.
Alrighty.
All right, stop sucking dick. Think about Danny wearing no underwear and jerk off to that, okay?
No,
I got a girl now.
Oh. Well, you better send us pictures of that girl.
That's right, nude pictures too.
All right.
I'd like to see some fur burger as you fur box as absolutely. You referred to it before.
Fur box.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Marcus.
All right, later.
Yeah, buddy.
So Marcus is getting fucking laid. Yeah. Congratulations to that.
At least one of our guys is doing it.
Yeah, not Danny. Because he doesn't wear underwear, so nobody wants to come near him. It's the Ham Radio Show right now. When we come back, the amazing, the astounding, the magnificent Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com.
Bigger than life.
The 19th annual Autonomy.
Get your questions ready.
The Autonomy Awards are next. 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these words. Yeah, yeah.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You are listening to Ham Radio. So give me a hell yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. WHAM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com. Let's get Mr. Skin on the phone.
Yellow,
I'm looking for the magnificent Mr. Skin.
What up, sir? How you doing?
What up, man?
Welcome to Ham Radio.
I love MrSkin.com. God damn it.
I love his
what
book.
A man.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm great now that you're on the show. We're hanging out with you. Everything's hunky-dory. It's shitty out here. We're getting warm.
Yeah, you guys are getting banged, huh?
Not in the good way, no. We're being pelted by fucking snow and shit here.
Yeah.
Down on the eastern seaboard, we're horrible. Where are you? Are you at home?
I'm in Chicago. I was just in New York, obviously, to do the Howard Stern show on Monday, but I'm in back in Chicago now.
I'm sorry that you had to lower yourself to be on this program.
Yes.
2 days later, but you know, you did Howard, so you got the good stuff out of the way, and now you're back with us. Which is great.
No, happy to do your show. Thanks for having me,
dude. Absolutely, it's an honor to definitely be on with the amazing Mr. Skin. Joe has we have the last time you were here, we picked up one of your books. Joe, what's the name of the book again?
Skintastic's Video Guide.
There you go.
Oh, cool.
I love this book. I keep it right by my TV. And every time a movie's on, I check the movie and just make sure to see where all the good scenes are.
It's hysterical because it's in his family room.
Well, this it is. I keep a vase of flowers on top of it. It's very cool.
Ooh.
Yes.
So it's good. It's definitely good stuff. By the way, the 19th annual Autonomy Awards are why
Anatomy.
The Anatomy Awards, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Not Autonomy.
The Anatomy, those, the body parts that we love to look at. Let's look at it that way. And I know we only have you for a little bit, so I want to get down to it because I have the list here.
Oh, yeah, good.
And you could cycle through the whole, through everything that's on here. But, I mean, there are some weird ones.
It's my 19th annual, and the fun part for me is curating all these great nude scenes from around the world. And some of them are our normal best breast, best butt, best lesbian scene, but every year we have tons of new categories because we find these wild and crazy nude scenes, and I got to figure out how to get them in the Anatomy Awards, so I just create awards so I could get these cool nude scenes in. So there's 42 awards at the front page of MrSkin.com, which, by the way, is sponsored by Chatterbait, our great partner, and their motto is, don't date, Chatterbait, so
yes.
I'm honored to have them. But, yeah, it's all for free at the front page of MrSkin.com if you want to check it out.
Yeah, Chatterbait is definitely a great site, and I'm great that they're partnering up with your website, MrSkin.com.
Yeah, they're big leagues, man. They make a ton of dough. I do well, but Chatterbait's in a whole other dimension. So.
And that's saying something, because Mr. Skin does well. I mean, everyone knows MrSkin.com. It was parodied in Knocked Up.
Yes, that was very cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is a legendary site. Everyone knows what it's about, where he fast-forwards to the good parts, where Skin has, Mr. Skin, by the way, has the ability, and it's all stored up in his brain for a certain amount, where he can tell you, like, for example, we were just talking to Bisexual Marcus, who called in, and he jerks off to Monsters Ball.
Halle Berry.
Okay, so at what time is Halle Berry topless and banging Billy Bob Thornton in Monsters Ball?
Well, there's a few nude scenes in there, but the main one that you want to go check out is at the hour and 13-minute mark, where Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton are having sex, and it's really a great. It's one of the greatest R-rated sex scenes in movie history, but I would suggest you get the Euro version of this movie, because they actually show a little more Halle and her berries than they do in the American version. And we have both versions at our website. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Halle and her berries.
Yes.
He's just like us, Danny. He's just a massive perv.
It just fascinates me because I watch a lot of foreign films on the difference of how much more nudity they show
overseas. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just they do, you know, they film they'll film a scene, but then an American version might be cut different, or it might have a different aspect ratio, whatever it is. But we noticed this when we got our hands on the Euro version of Monsters Ball. You actually see a little more bush of Halle Berry than the America one, and it's just more, it's different angles. It's pretty weird. It's pretty crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they go out of their way to be overly sexual and awesome in other countries, but here we get the...
Sometimes we get the sanitized version.
Yeah, we get this weird... And that scene is not really sanitized in my personal belief, but, I mean, the only thing that's missing from that scene is actual penetration.
Right. It's a very realistic nude scene.
And it's weird because you go from that and you go, like, how much more can they go? And obviously, if you go to MrSkin.com, you can see how further they go in that
just
scene.
Just a little more.
That is correct.
I'm cycling through some of these. Most nude people in one scene.
Yeah, I thought that was that's a really fun one. It's Space Babes from Outer Space, and there were 10 girls total up on stage topless. And it's funny because if you watch this whole scene, there's two aliens sitting in the audience, and there's 10 topless girls up on stage, and they're trying to get the aliens to jerk off, because when the aliens jerk off, they jizz themselves to death, and the girls shake their breasts up on stage, and the aliens can't control it, and they spewge all over. It goes on the girls on stage. That guy sitting in the front row gets drenched, but the two aliens die, so the girls save the world by making the aliens jizz. So it's Space Babes from Outer Space. Most nude people in one scene.
There you go.
And see, and they are better for it. They have saved the world by making the aliens jizz their pants, and that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Speaking of jizz, you have Best Money Shot, which now what I'm noticing, Mr. Skin, is they're doing this a lot more. Ever since Girls.
You're right. You hit it on the head. Ever since Girls did that scene with Adam Driver and Shiri Appleby where he gave her a pearl necklace. That was the first time I can remember seeing jizz in a mainstream, you know, and you got to consider HBO still mainstream, even though it has nudity. I had never seen that. You know, Silence of the Lambs, they did it, but it wasn't sexual.
Yeah.
It wasn't sexual. Sex and the City did a version where they showed jizz flying, but it was in a clinical setting. So in a sexual setting, that scene in Girls was really the one that all jizz shots answer to. But I got to tell you this, Issa Rae in Insecure on HBO Sunday night, she was blowing her boyfriend, and he and he came accidentally all over her face, and they showed it.
Yeah.
And I read, yeah, I read where they used pina colada mix, which is pretty funny. And but it's still weird to see jizz all over a you know, a star of a show on HBO's face.
Well, that's what I'm saying. HBO has become the home for jizz.
H-Jizzo, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
H-J- yeah. Because, like, the girl, that this Issa, what is it, Issa Rae? How do you pronounce her name?
Issa, yeah, Issa Rae.
Issa Rae, she's covered in jizz, Joe.
Yep.
Like, her face is just covered in jizz.
Yep. That's money shot in our 19th annual Anatomy Awards.
It's crazy. More crazy, best vagcum.
Yes, Vagcum.
Vagcum.
Ty Badaki and American Gods. And this is a series on the Stars Network based on the Neil Gaiman novel. And this Yitai Badaki is this really hot black actress, and she plays the goddess of love. And the goddess of love seduces these, like, older, doughy white guys, and other people too, but I thought it was funny to show this guy. So it's a guy that had no chance in real life to get a babe, but she seduces him. They're having sex. Next thing you know, they're slowly sucked into her vagina. I mean, their whole bodies are sucked into her vagina, and then they come out in another dimension in space. It's really crazy, but I've never seen this in all the movies and television I ever saw where a guy gets sucked into someone's vagina. It was pretty crazy.
I've seen a lot of things come out of a girl's vagina, but I've never seen
that.
Yes.
Yes. So this is, that was the best vagcum. Best vagcum.
Now, is when you get sucked into the vagina, is it like a whole different universe in there, or is it?
Yeah,
like,
it's like you're literally in the Milky Way somewhere. It's crazy. Wild.
I'm sure it's the Milky Way.
I'm telling you.
But just for Joe, by the way, just for Joe, best lesbian scene. I have not seen this yet. Now I'm dying to see it because the other joke. I mean, Charlize Theron is in this scene. It's from Atomic Blonde, and I know that she's freaking hot, and everybody knows, yo, she's sexy, and everything else. But the chick that was in
The Mummy.
The Mummy, and she was also in what the hell was it? The with the spies, the English, the Kingsman.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, you mean Sophia Boutella we're talking about.
Yes,
right?
Sophia Boutella, who's a dancer, so she has that dancer's body.
Oh my God, yeah, great body.
Yeah, and she gets naked with Charlize Theron in Atomic Blonde. Tell me more about this scene. Ooh.
Well, first of all, a lot of people saw Atomic Blonde, where Charlize Theron plays a kind of a James Bond-type agent. And not everyone loved this movie, but I can tell you everyone loved the scene at the 51-minute mark when Charlize Theron and Sophia Boutella hooked up. It is really a hot scene. It was my favorite celebrity lesbian scene of 2017, Atomic Blonde at the 51-minute mark.
See, that's why I love Mr. Skin, because he's automatically like, he's like, at the 51-minute mark, all right, maybe it's 51 minutes and 5 seconds, you'll see one nipple, okay? And then that nipple turns into a, you get a fur burger right after that. That's a 51.5.6. But he knows to the T.
Don't miss it.
It is timed out to the second. He knows exactly
what
is going on, where it is. You want to see it. That's his job. That's what he does. That's why he's Mr.
Skin. Hey, someone's got to do it, man.
And that's why your mom works for you, right? And she's
a
skin
turn. Yes, my mom is a skin
turn. Yeah. His mom's a skin turn. His mom works for him.
Okay.
Finding pussies and boobs.
Yeah, we don't call it that in front of my mom, but yeah, she does look, she helps us, you know, there's a lot of data entry that needs to be done at my massive website, so my mom's one of the data entry people. So
I would love, like, Mom, how many vaginas did you find today?
Mom, that's only 10 muffs today. You're slacking. Get to work. Yeah.
He pokes her with a stick. Work harder. Find more fucking penises. Come on. The one that I thought was like, you have it down as most shocking nudity. Amy Schumer, I was watching this movie the other day, Snatched.
Okay.
Where her tit is just out for like a whole scene.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. She had never done a nude scene before, and it was shocking for two reasons. One, because she had never done a nude scene before, but two, because you didn't really see it coming, because she's just talking to this guy, and she's drunk, and he's a little buzzed, and they've been having a good time, and she doesn't realize that, you know, and just they're little playing around, that her whole right breast had popped out of her dress, and he points it out to her, and it's a pretty funny scene.
She's got nice cans, dude.
Yeah, no question about it.
I gotta say, for I don't know why there's a lot of hatred Like, she's like on that line where people go like, oh, I don't like her. Yeah, I love Amy Schumer. I find her very attractive. Yeah, I would definitely throw it in her.
So do I.
I think I would give it to her. Best butt munch.
Well, this is really crazy. There's a movie called Assholes that actually was at the South by Southwest Film Fest. A lot of people got up and left. And it's think of a movie in the gross out film genre, like a Human Centipede type thing. And it's directed by this Peter Vack, and it's all about asshole play the whole movie. And what's weird about it is the girl in my best butt munch, Betsy Brown, no pun intended, in Assholes here, is her brother. So this director got his sister to be in the pivotal 69 butt munch with another guy where they're both eating each other's butts out. And then another weird thing about this movie, he also enlisted his parents who had small bit parts in Assholes. So he's my new hero, Peter Vack. The movie's called Assholes. Betsy Brown in this 69 butt munch and pretty cool movie. Something you guys should check out.
Talk
about pushing the envelope, huh?
I want to be at the pitch meeting for that movie. Hey guys, I got this idea for a movie. What do you got? Well, look, it's a movie about assholes. What are you going to call it? Assholes.
and the main character's name's Betsy Brown.
Betsy Brown Eye.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. There's so much. I know that you have to go do another show right now, so I don't want to keep you. But there's so much.
Yes, you guys. Nudity never rests. I'm always busy.
Mr. Skin. For more information on Mr. Skin, please go to MrSkin.com. As always. Mr. Skin, anytime that you want to come back, dude, you're always welcome here.
Yes.
You have an open invitation, just like an asshole. You're always open, and we will definitely have you on again, buddy. Thank you for being on the show, man.
Thanks for having me. It was fun. Thanks a lot, guys.
MrSkin.com, buddy. MrSkin.com.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I know we had to go, so I didn't want to like.
It's good.
I didn't want to tempt fate.
Absolutely,
that's the thing.
He's a nice fellow. He's a nice fellow.
He's a great fellow.
Yes.
During that, I was
buy his book, folks.
But during the interview, I was sending a dick pic.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, sorry. Well, because somebody was flirting with me.
Oh,
and then I was busy. I was in the middle of an interview with the phenomenal Mr. Skin, and I didn't want to screw that up. But I figured she sent me dirty pics, so I needed to send her a dirty pic because that's only right. That's only right, folks. Mm-hmm. By the way, go to MrSkin.com. You get all the information that you need. Joe, what's the name of that book, by the way, so people can go pick up that
book? Mr. Skin's Skintastic. It's a video guide. Over 501 greatest movies for sex and nudity on DVD. And the way it's categorized is really great. I mean, like, every page is a different movie. And it actually tells you... butt shot, bush shot, what you're looking for, you know, and tells you exactly where to find it. You don't have to waste time. If that's what you're looking for, this is the book for you.
Yeah, like if you wanted to see the movie Assholes, and you go, okay, I need to know exactly when Betsy Brown eats the asshole.
Yeah.
What's the time? You go to the book. You look up assholes. There you go. 51 minutes in, there's some asshole eating.
Why can't Joe plug anything else like that?
Because I said this one's close to his heart. That's why I gave him the book.
And the book is so great because it's like it tells you like breasts, butts, bushes, and it tells you this.
He never fucks up any of these words, by the way.
I'm looking at this movie, Beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens, right?
Yes.
And it has 12 breast shots, 4 butt shots, and 4 bush shots. And it tells you exactly where they are, tells you what it's about. There's a Russ Meyer film, synopsis of the movie. I mean, really, if if you're looking to buy a movie, rent a movie, whatever you're looking for.
This is the guide
for you. You don't waste your time. You don't get stiffed because you know what the movie's about before you get into it, which is you get a lot of movies which you're very sorry you bought sometimes.
Exactly.
Not with this book. This book is the guide. This is it.
This is Mr. Skin.
It's the St. James Bible of Skin.
Goddamn Gideons.
That's right.
Go to MrSkin.com for further details on everything. The Anatomy Awards. It's Autonomy Awards as well.
That's right.
Even though that wasn't the right thing to say, the Anatomy Awards.
What is autonomy? Autonomy means something. All things are equal.
Well, they are.
I guess so.
Those tits were equal.
Some titties are
not as equal as others.
That's right. That's true.
By the way, Mike from ED Publications wants you to know that Uncle Eddie is. Going to be at the Exotic Dancer Expo in August. It's official.
Yes, that's right.
The trip has been booked. Mm-hmm. Monday night, I will host at the opening night party. I will be on the red carpet, thus interviewing people coming down the red carpet.
Right.
Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to meet Uncle Eddie and Danny, supposedly,
on this list as well. We're going to meet each other?
We're going to meet it. Hi, Danny. How you doing? How you doing? Welcome, Doctor. Danny will be at the pub booth while I interview top entertainers in the industry.
Wow.
Tuesday evening, Uncle Eddie will host the red carpet at the award show with porn star and the beautiful, oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to be partying with her, Mary Carey, legendary porn star.
Legendary.
Mary, look her up in the Howard Stern Show. You'll fucking figure it out. Wednesday, Eddie and Danny, which I don't know how Danny has somehow wormed his way on this.
Shut up.
But Eddie and,
shut up.
Eddie and Danny.
I like this part.
Along with Ronnie Mund, Ronnie the limo driver, Ronnie Mund from the Howard Stern Show, will be judges at the $10,000, say it again, Joe, $10,000 bikini contest.
Danny, if you don't get your dick sucked for $10,000, I don't know what's going to happen.
Where's Danny? Yeah. I don't know.
You know.
Hi, Danny. I'm in the contest. Come here. I want to talk to you. Fuck for me, Danny.
You know what just popped into my head?
Getting your dick sucked?
The episode of fucking Married with Children when they pretend to be frat boys to judge the fucking bikini
contest. That's going to be us. That's us. I'm Al and you're fucking Jefferson.
Jefferson and Joe could be Griff.
You guys don't have a great time and stories to tell when you come back.
I think we're going to have a phenomenal
time.
I'm going
to personally beat the two of you up personally.
It's the fucking expo, baby. It is the Exotic Dancer Expo.
Hey, next year you take
live
me.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
You're free to go, Joe.
No.
You can totally come. Don't pussy out. You can totally come. Also, by the way, a little added little creme, a little icing already on the iced cake. The Ham Radio Show, by the way, will be added to the pub, which is going to be the new website. So we're going to be, our show can be watched and listened to and everything else there. April 2nd. I got my dates messed up. August is the expo. April 2nd, the day after April Fool's Day. April 2nd, we will be on the website. So you can then go and watch the show and everything
That's
else.
That's right.
By the way, Lindsay Lohan's dad listening to the show, Michael Lohan.
Oh, really?
How are you, Mike?
Yeah, he's been on the show a few times.
Yes, he's a very nice guy.
Nice man.
He does good things.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed this question. Mike had a question for Mr. Skin.
What's that?
Who holds the all-time record for most views on MrSkin.com? God damn it. I need someone to work this at the same time. We need to discuss. This is one of the things me and Joe, I was saying.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a list of things. We need to evolve the show a little bit. We need to figure out what's going to make the show even better. Like, structure it a little bit better. I love the show the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
We
got to get rid of Joe. That's number one.
You can't.
Because, look, I missed all these questions from Mike. Mike had tons of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Joe reads
Has
the
Mr.
chat
Skin
all the
been
time.
Desensitized from all the.
That was a good question.
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Well, call Mr. Skin back.
Well,
up
Joe, if you're staring at the fucking thing, I know you can't use big words.
No.
Except if you're reading off the MrSkin.com.
We had time constraints. To really go to the telephones would have been a little bit tough because we had a 15-minute time constraint.
Okay, but for further reference, we need to.
Absolutely. Sure.
We need to come up with a plan. Like, so now your job, Joe.
Okay. I have a job.
Your job.
Okay.
Is to look at the Facebook Live Suite.
Do I get any extra money for this?
Absolutely none.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Take your paycheck.
And double it.
Times it by 1,000. And there you go.
Oh, there you go.
You're in charge of
dissecting
the chat room. And then when you go, Eddie, I got something on you, but you have to when you interrupt.
Okay.
You're going to have to say, Eddie, I got something on the chat room.
Okay.
Let's practice.
I will.
Okay, ready, go.
Andy, I got some on the chat room.
Oh, what do you got there, Joe? Let's
Melissa
hear it.
Melissa Rose says, whip it out Wednesday where you self-masturbate. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but whip it out Wednesday's already been done. I'm thinking of the Opie and Anthony people.
Okay.
Whoever remains there.
I think whip it out Wednesday.
I think it's Jim and Sam.
I like to whip it out every
over there at Sirius XM on channel 103.
Okay.
Would not be too happy if we started doing like a whip it out Wednesday thing.
Because that's their thing?
Well, no, it was their thing back in the day.
They don't whip it out on Wednesday.
They don't
anymore?
Whip it on a Wednesday.
So then I can whip it out on Wednesday.
No, I think they just jerk it on Thursday. I think it's called that. Jerk it on Thursday.
Jerk it on Thursday.
Just whip out your cocks and jerk it on Thursday.
Joe, if you whip it out on Wednesday, I will murder myself on Thursday.
Feel it on Friday.
By the way, Joe, yes. Nick said in the Facebook Live suite that we need Joe because you need him to argue.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I've always said that the Joe is a main part of this program. Much as we love to fucking hate him.
That's all.
He's a main part of this program because he is that intangible.
That pain in the ass.
That pain in the ass that brings up stuff that we like not all the time does Danny start off a conversation with, oh, by the way, I haven't worn underwear for the last 2 years.
Well.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's bringing something to the table that I can use.
My gift
is taking anything someone tells me and morphing it into, I could turn Danny not wearing underwear for a 4-hour segment.
There you go.
I could do that. I'm not going to, but I could do that.
We could do five days a week on Danny's underwear.
Totally. We could do Underwear Watch 2018, and we ask him every day, Danny, underwear, yay or nay?
Yay!
There you go. No underwear then. But we can turn
all
it
all right, baby, drop your pants. Let's go.
Danny, whip it out. There's show the you. People on Facebook. You show them that you're not wearing underwear.
Whip it out Wednesday.
Whip it out Wednesday. 718-577-1389. But when we come back, let's say I want ideas. I want ideas to how to make the show a little better.
Yeah.
I think we should work on this. We don't have Billy here to muck up the work, so just the three of us.
Yeah.
We'll work together like a brain trust, and we'll come up with something.
Well, there you go, chat room. You got any suggestions for the show?
Go.
Anything you'd like to hear? Anything you'd like to see?
Make Joe work.
Yeah. Get rid of Joe.
Down with Joe. Down with Joe.
I want some dick.
I want some dick. Danny, give him some dick before we go. Wait, go ahead, Danny.
I want them dead.
There you go. 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yeah.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen.
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Tequila!
Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley. You may remember me from such films as Kiss Save Santa.
But Mrs. Claus, who would kidnap Santa?
Where I rescued Santa from the Paradoctyls.
Hang on, Santa, we're coming.
Hurry, boys, the eggs are hatching.
With the sound of my guitar.
Everyone knows pterodactyls can't stand the screech of a guitar.
You're listening to Ham Radio.
You just practiced that guitar, Santa. Next time, we'll let you do a solo.
Don't encourage him.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come,
easy go.
Little high,
little low.
Anyway the wind blows.
Doesn't really matter
to me.
Come on, Danny.
Me.
It's a song break.
It's
the Ham Radio Show. Come on. Mama.
Mama.
Just kill the man.
I shot him in the head.
Pull the chin against his head. Pull the trigger, now he's dead.
Blood all over the place.
Mama.
Oh, it's terrible.
Won't you just hang out?
It is the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned king of reality radio.
That right.
Asking the question, what more can we do for you?
I don't know.
Carry on.
Anybody watching the Academy Awards this week?
Yeah, it sucked.
I didn't think it was as bad as last year. Last year was really bad. But this year was better. But, you know, it was not as good as it. I don't think people are holding the same interest they used to have at the Academy Awards as they were. It used to be a big night at my house.
Yeah.
We used to have parties. Guys used to come over. We used to bet on
it
the categories.
It used to be big. Well, that's when Hollywood actually existed.
Yeah. We had it was like Super Bowl Sunday, for Christ's sake, you know, Academy Award. And now it's got, I don't even know if I stay up, you know.
Because celebrities don't exist anymore, not the way we had them, Joe.
You know what it is?
Tinseltown has lost its luster.
I think they made their big mistake when they get off the fact that they're entertainers. And they don't entertain us. They start getting political and shit. And, you know, I'm there to be entertained. I just want to laugh.
It really should be just, first off, all right, wait. Because we were asking, how can we fix this show? But
Academy Awards?
Let me fix the Academy Awards first.
Mm.
Number one.
Bring back Johnny Carson.
Dig him up. Yeah. Let's make that happen.
Well, somebody like him.
But, no, the real thing is, why do we have all the, what's the biggest thing? No. Let me answer this question. What is the biggest problem everyone always cites about the Academy Awards? What is the biggest thing?
I don't know what's big.
The biggest problem.
Speeches?
No. Well, sort of. The biggest thing that people cite about the Academy Awards, there's always a problem, is the length.
Well, yeah, the
it's
show
the
is
length
long, yeah.
of the show.
It
because
really
that's, well, that's why people tune out, because everyone has the attention span of a goldfish.
Well, not only that, they start the show, damn it, they start the show at 6 o'clock on the red carpet
yeah,
and everything,
well,
and then the show starts at 8 o'clock, and then it goes up to like,
well,
12
it's
o'clock.
Well, it's on the West Coast time, Joe.
Well, yeah, but, you know,
We are subject to the punishment of being
like,
on the East
it's
Coast.
It's like 7-8 hours of continuous coverage. It's like,
because they pretend like it's a big fucking deal. That's
and I got to tell you something. When you don't write lines for these people, they don't know how to talk. No, they talk like I talk.
All right, well, let's get the one thing out of fucking time. I know you're old and you like to rant. Let me get to my point here.
Okay.
Why do we have the problem of length when we are in full control of said problem? We can make the show as long or as short as possible by simply getting rid of the awards that no one gives a fuck about. All right? No one cares about Best Cinematographer. No one cares. No one cares about Best Sound Editor. No one does. You know you fucking don't. Don't lie to me and say you do.
I don't actually care about that category in particular, but I do care that my movie wins the most awards
for
those things.
But
you know?
that could also be going into it. If we've already awarded them in a non-televised event,
yeah,
and we give, because they have all those things the days before. They have, like, Patrick Stewart hosted the effects
awards.
And technical awards and
right.
shit prior to the event.
And that was good.
So put all the other crap that no one cares about and only have the big awards.
Yeah.
Everyone cares about Best Picture. Everyone cares about Best Actress.
Actress,
actor, supporting, all that.
Yeah.
The song should be a part of it because it's a part variety show, so you want to see performances
yeah.
when it comes to Best Song.
Yeah,
all that.
Best Nude Scene.
Yes. Have Mr. Skin do Best Tits in a Motion Picture.
Absolutely.
Do they
yeah.
have, like, yeah, like, the Emmys? I know they have, like, a technical Emmy award night.
Yes,
like
they do.
Before.
Yeah,
do they have
that
with the Oscar? They can throw in those other damn awards.
Well,
like
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Best sound
in a not and honor the people. Do a whole little segment in which you come out, and then you come out and you say in a non-televised event prior to the Oscars tonight,
yeah.
X, Y, and Z won, and give them their just due, and say like this movie won 3 fucking awards prior to that tonight. So what? Going in, like you make it like a game. Going in, we know that Shape of Water had 4 awards going in to the big event here tonight. Do you know what I'm saying? So they're already up on the tote board. They're up 4
yeah.
points.
You're running like a telethon, you know.
Yeah,
and
well,
the winner
they can. Yeah, they, what they can do is sitting there, like I said, have this technical or the night before. And then you bring them out like together, you know. And then so and so won the Academy Award for blah blah blah, and then he comes out.
Yeah.
And then the next person comes.
They
know,
can be all presenters.
All yeah.
All of them can be presenters, walking out with their Academy Awards in their hands and going, "Hi, last night I won Best Sound Editor in a Motion Picture. My name is Danny, and I'm very happy to be here tonight. I'm presenting Best." Tits in a Motion Picture.
Yeah. Well, Mike brings up also
yes.
the other
and they don't have it at a dinner anymore. Remember it used to be at a dinner?
No, that's the Golden Globes.
The Academy Awards used to be that way, too, at a dinner.
A long time ago.
And they were all drunk when they got up because they were drinking and they were funny.
Yes.
Because they were stoned.
All right, hold on. Mike has a point in the Facebook Live Suite. You can't lose categories at the award show.
Why not?
Because of the millions you would lose in advertising and sponsored us. But no, Mike, you can. Because all you have to do is orchestrate.
Is this Academy Award is presented by Johnson
yeah.
& Johnson.
You could do that, too. You can have product placement and go, you know what I like to do when I win the Academy Award?
Yeah.
Drink a nice, refreshing Coke.
Yeah.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
I
product
like
placement.
Snort a little Coke.
Yeah. No,
like.
But what I'm saying, though, is you keep the big awards that everyone gives a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the award show should be no longer than 2 hours long. Am I wrong? Two hours?
No, I agree. 2 hours is a long show. And,
yeah.
And you know, they put it on for, God, 4 hours, plus the pre-carpet
yeah.
show and this show and that show.
And they
And they talk about the next day, they talk about the dresses and who fucked up.
Yeah,
and,
but then you also have fucking Kimmel coming out doing his little skits, which I applaud him for doing something different.
Some of it's funny and some of it ain't.
Yeah, but it felt, the thing where he went into the movie theater next door.
Didn't work.
First off, not only did it not work, it wasn't done right.
Yeah.
Because it took up two fucking segments.
Come on, man.
It literally took up the end of one segment where he had to explain it to everybody. In the theater.
Yeah.
Then he had to go round up all these celebrities that were supposedly not plants and not going to go. And then went into the theater to do the bit.
Yeah.
He didn't even need to do that. He could have went, hey, guys, guess what? When we come back, we're going to do something awesome. Stick around. It's the Academy. It's the 90th Annual Academy Awards. We'll be right back after these words. Comes back and have them already at the theater with a shitload of celebrities, with Gal Gadot or whatever, Wonder Woman, whatever the fuck her name is.
And give everybody a new car.
And that's it. That's all he has to do.
Yeah. They would have remembered that more in the fucking
hospital. Mike is back saying fewer categories means fewer commercials. Mm. No, it doesn't. You got 2 hours. You know what? 2.5 hours. Okay? So you can fit a shitload of commercials in there. You can also have, just like all the other award shows where they have like... the Pepsi Viewer Choice Award.
Ooh.
And you have like all those kind of things. You can literally make it work for the audience because the audience does not care. Look, it was the lowest ratings. I forgot the actual number because I don't have it in front of me. It was like the lowest ratings in the last 4 years.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
It was horrible fucking ratings. People are not tuning in. They're tuning into the pre-show to see what people are wearing. They go back and forth and flip back and forth to see, okay, are they up to best picture?
Yeah.
Are they up to best actor? Are they up to best actress?
Yeah.
That's what they care about.
Tune
they don't
in
care
11:30
about the other
to see the awards to count, you know?
I always tune in to see best editing in a motion picture.
Oh, yeah. That's my
favorite. Always tune in for that. No one tunes in for that.
Yeah.
Stop it. No one cares. That's the problem. No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
And that's the other
best,
thing.
Best foreign animated feature.
Really? Do I care?
Yeah.
No, I really don't.
I do.
You care about best foreign animated feature?
Why
no,
not?
You don't. Stop lying. Put on some underwear. Stop lying. You don't care about it.
What's the best award show that's put on?
I would say, first off, I say that it's the Golden Globes. And it's Ricky Gervais. When Ricky Gervais holds the Golden Globes,
funny, yeah.
It is nonstop comedy. I laugh my balls off.
And
like Joe said, they get drunk.
And he's unpredictable. And
the show is unpredictable because half the time people are... Every time there's at least one chick in the potty pissing or doing coke off the toilet seat and can't get to her award in time because she's in the shitter.
Right.
That's phenomenal.
I think they wait till she's in the shitter to announce her award.
Yeah, that's what they plot it out.
There you go, baby.
Yeah. Move her award up.
Where is she? In the shitter? Good.
Mike said, yes, but commercials, the commercial price point for 4 hours of an awards is way higher than the return of the bad. But see, wait a minute. Hold on. I agree that the price goes down, but you're going to get more people, more eyeballs watching your product if you guarantee them that we're going to be under a certain time. You're going to have more peepers on the prize looking at your products, looking at your fucking award show. More ratings is going to equal more people giving a shit about the products that you guys are endorsing.
Well, Mike's looking at the financial aspect of the show. We're looking at the entertainment value of the show.
But Mike's right, because all they give a shit is about the advertising.
Well,
TV's about advertising.
It's a business.
Like YouTube now, fucking just videos come in, ads come in the middle of fucking videos now.
I know. It's
I was
really
watching
bad.
A music video.
Yes.
I was trying to pirate it. But for the show, by the way.
Oh.
Anyway, and
wink,
a
wink,
wink, wink, nod, nod, and a fucking egg comes on in the middle of the damn song.
You pirate, you.
You left it in though, didn't you? We're gonna have a fucking song, and then it's gonna go. Hey, everybody, go to Pizza Hut.
Even like online streaming shit is loaded with ads for that fucking reason. So they're not gonna change it.
I know they're not gonna change it. I got that. And I need Mike, my brand new boss over there, to understand. I get it. It's a business. It's called show. business. I get it. Well, and in fact, if they want to sell shit.
No business like show
business. Has no business, I know.
Well, you know, if you want to be an artist, you be an artist. You want to make money, you make money.
Well, that's why there's two different sides to the entertainment world.
Absolutely.
There's guys like me and Joe.
And then there's the suits.
There's guys like me and Joe who care about the dichotomy of the acting and the entertainment value.
Yeah, I care about that dichotomy business, yeah.
The artistic integrity.
I sure do, yeah.
And then there's other guys like Mike, my brand new boss, and Danny, who wears no underwear, that only cares about the financial bottom
line.
Why
don't you and Joe make your own award show called Awards You Give a Shit About?
There you go. Now, that's the other thing. That's step two.
Fucked up award show.
Step two in the process of making the Academy Awards not suck is nominating awards that fuck movies that fucking people have seen.
Yeah.
No one has seen half these fucking awards, these movies. No one fucking has seen them. Stop doing that. You're telling me in the realm of fucking shit that Black Panther couldn't be nominated for Best Black Movie with a Black guy in it? You're telling me that couldn't fucking be? That's not up there?
That's a different kind of thing, you know? It's those kind of movies, they never get nominated for
anything. What do you mean those kind of movies? Watch out, racist.
No, I'm talking about superhero.
You're a racist, sir.
I'm talking about superhero, with the exception of maybe Batman, the Dark, what's his name, died during it after it.
Yeah, well, Heath Ledger got it by proxy, really.
Wow. Yeah, the movies like that don't get nominated for that.
But that's what
thing.
I'm talking about. These are the movies that people are going to see. They made a point.
Those are the money makers,
they
for
made
sure.
They made a point. That people, they saluted the fans. That was the whole point of Jimmy Kimmel going to that fucking theater.
Oh, yes.
The movie theater was because it was in support of the people that actually pay these celebrity salaries.
Yes, that's right.
The people that go to the movies and see the movies, and you're not nominating the movies that the people are fucking seeing.
Ooh.
The Shape of Water is about a woman who fucks a fish. Okay? Not everybody saw this movie.
I haven't seen it yet myself, but truthfully, it was like Creature from the Black Lagoon was...
pretty much.
Scared the shit out of me, that movie.
Yeah.
And it was basically like, you know, looks like the same movie, but I haven't seen the movie yet, so I...
But yet Harvey Weinstein gets in trouble for his shit, but this movie's about bestiality, and everyone goes, yay! Fucking A! Good job!
Come on,
fuck
baby.
That fish! Yeah. Fuck him! Fuck him right in the fucking fish cock. Mm-hmm. Do it. That I mean, it is a weird, weird world, no. And that is why
they... Do they have a skintastic scene in the Color of Water?
They might. Yeah. It's the Shape of Water, not the Color of Water.
Oh, okay. That's maybe you peed in the water. It turned yellow. It's color.
The Color of Water. It's not fucking clean. I'll tell you that right now.
Yellow. Well, I think they go after more of the artsy fartsy type movies now.
They do.
Yeah,
but that,
sure they do.
But that's what brings your ratings down.
Or social. If they have social commentary, you know, if it says it's about like you know some sort of
like a movie about interpretive dance.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah. Well, you know, if I'm a homosexual and nobody loves me, something like that.
Nick, by the way, chiming in the Facebook Live suite, he's of course, our cunt, our Canadian Unified Network technician.
That's right.
He questions, woman who fucks a fish.
That's right.
Is it any different than a man who's fucked a dolphin? Hmm? By the way, also interviewed by the Ham Radio Show. What about the Beauty and the Beast? Same damn thing. He's right.
Yeah.
In Beauty and the Beast. She falls for a dog wearing a suit.
Yeah. Nick is very astute.
He's very astute today.
That's right.
Normally, he's usually astute pig,
that's
but
right.
He's astute today.
Yeah.
And he's bringing up the fact that these movies are weird. But yet, these are the movies that win nominations and not the movies that people are actually fucking seeing. Like, Star Wars and shit gets an award when it's fucking the technical side. But it sure as fuck doesn't get an award when it's the actual movie. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, people are seeing that movie and not giving a fuck. Elizabeth in the Facebook Live suite, even President Trump put on Twitter, lowest rated Oscars in history.
Yes, it was.
We don't have stars anymore except for your president. Just kidding, of course. Very true. Very true, Elizabeth.
They should have Trump host the Oscars.
Oh, God.
That would be... Everybody would tune in. Everybody would...
Why do we want a big gold man giving out big gold men? That's fucking weird.
Have you seen the cartoon version of the Our American President?
I don't find the show funny yet.
I think it's hysterical. You know, I think it's very irreverent. It's very anti-Trump.
Yeah, but not that I'm pro-Trump. I don't. Stephen Colbert does not make me laugh. And Stephen Colbert is behind that show.
Oh, yeah.
He does not make me laugh like he makes everybody else laugh. I don't find him to be hysterical, haha, funny. I love Ricky Gervais, Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, he's funny.
Who else that's not of a different ethnicity do I find funny?
Craig Ferguson would be a great host for the Oscar. He would be great.
I told you I have an infatuation with Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, I think he would be a great Oscar. Let's write him in for next year.
This year's Oscar was 20% difference of viewers than last year.
20%.
The previous.
That's big.
That's huge. There goes all your advertising revenue, Mike. 20, right down the shitter.
Last year brought in 33 million viewers. This year was 26.5, but the previous low was only 32 million.
By the way, Google, get on the old G-Oogle, and find out who hosted... Like, and got the best ratings. Was it Billy Crystal? I think it's Billy Crystal.
It could have been Billy Crystal.
And that's the third part of, by the way, my plan here, my so far multiple prong assault to make the Oscars better. Get rid of Jimmy Kimmel hosting.
Yeah.
I like Kimmel, but the fact is he now, when you watch it, I'm not saying that I could stand on a stage, Danny, and perform in the way that Jimmy Kimmel hosts. I probably could. But it's a big room, and I got that. But the fact is, you need someone who's going to roast Hollywood.
A little bit.
And not fucking just kowtow and suck their dick for 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And that's what Kimmel did. What do we got?
All right. So, talking about difference in viewership.
Yes, please.
And how it declined because nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
The most watched Oscar ceremony was in 1998.
Okay,
the
who
telecast
was it?
Averaged 55.2 million viewers.
And who was it, though? Who was hosting?
That was the year...
Is it Whoopi?
Well, let me finish. That was the year Titanic took home the Best Picture and Billy Crystal hosted.
Billy Crystal.
Yep.
The other time the Oscars telecast averaged more than 50 million viewers was in 1983 when Gandhi won Best Picture.
My God, Gandhi, what a movie! You get to put it on there.
83, that must have been Johnny Carson hosting, right?
No, 83. Johnny Carson did not host in 83.
83? Sure.
No.
You think it was still Bob Hope?
No, they fucking changed it out. They didn't always have Carson hosting Bob Hope.
Well, it was Bob Hope for many, many years. Then Carson took over, and he had it for many, many, many years.
Let's see if Alexa knows. Alexa, who hosted the 1983 Academy Awards?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia.
Oh, well, thank you.
In 1983, Durham Academy celebrated its 50th anniversary with ceremonies led by founder George Watts Hill. Did that answer your question?
No, you twat.
Who was the host of the show?
1983. Hold on. I might have the answer. The 55th Academy Awards was presented April 11, 1983. Blah, 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 blah. The ceremonies were presided over by... Presided over by Liza Minnelli, Dudley Moore, Richard Pryor, and Walter Matthau.
Oh, so multiple hosts.
Multiple hosts?
There you go.
Wow.
Multiple
hosts.
Multiple.
Yeah. Multiple hosts.
But that's what I'm saying. You multiple hosts, not a good plan. You want one singular host, and you also want to go back to the style, which that's why I believe like a Ricky Gervais does it in the style of like a Johnny Carson and a Bob Hope, where it's you are a master of ceremonies. Your job is to keep this ball rolling and not have 9 million other things go on.
You know what?
You're supposed to hold it down.
I think a lot of things were done much better because Amazon Prime, I was watching for free, the old D. Martin roast. And I found some of those more fucking funnier than the roasts that go on today.
Oh, those were great.
Like, you know, a lot of things are done through sexual innuendos and stuff. Like, they didn't come out and say, oh, I'm cracking fuck shit dick pussy. Like, the clever ways they, because it was on regular TV, the clever ways they came up with describing those
You gotta
acts,
beat around the bush.
Yeah, it was hysterical, and it was presented well, and I really enjoyed it. And, of course, you had a lot of great regulars on there. Carson was always on there regularly. Yeah. Foster Brooks was a fucking
Foster
genius.
Foster Brooks was fucking
played the same great character truck. Drunk. Yeah.
Every fucking time. But did it well. That's the problem. We don't have that anymore. There is a select few. That, like, look, dude, I'll even say that Ellen DeGeneres did a better job. When Ellen hosted the Oscars,
she did
a better job
than
Kimmel.
I don't even
like Ellen that much.
Worst Oscar host, you think?
Worst Oscar host.
Worst Oscar host.
I'm going to say Letterman. And I love Letterman. I love David Letterman.
He was pretty bad.
But when he hosted, it didn't translate because he didn't do... He's a different type of host.
All I remember is Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah. Uma, Oprah. but that's what I'm saying. And that's all anybody fucking remembers.
I know.
Think about that for a second. That's all anyone remembers.
Have you seen his new show?
No, I want... I was supposed to get tickets to go see when...
You're not going
to
like it.
I was supposed to get tickets when he did, I'm looking at Joe through the mirror, Danny. I was supposed to get, Danny's turning around like, who's behind me? I was supposed to get tickets to when he just interviewed Stern.
Uh-huh.
And they taped that one, which is going to air at a different time. And I was supposed to go to that one. And the shit, they were just giving away tickets.
Yeah.
And they had to give away so many. The demand was, I got an email from him like, you're not getting in. The demand was so huge.
Really?
I thought Whoopi was good besides Christmas.
She did it twice, I think.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, no, I think she did it even more than twice.
Yeah, twice.
I think she did it more than twice. Hold on for a minute. Alexa, how many times did Whoopi Goldberg host the Academy Awards?
At this year's Academy Awards, frontrunner The Shape of Water won Best Picture, and director Guillermo del Toro won an Oscar as well.
Gary Oldman
won Best Actor. And Francis McDormand won Best...
Alexa, stop, you dumb
shut
twat.
Up. That's not what we asked you.
Yeah, it's not what I asked you.
Yeah.
Alexa, how many times did Whoopi Goldberg host the Oscars?
Jimmy Kimmel hosted the...
Oh, fuck you. Turned your mic on.
She hit key words. She said,
yeah, she's like, Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel.
She's hitting host.
Let me see if she's still rambling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's shut up. Danny, can you please look it up on the G-Oogle? I think that Whoopi Goldberg hosted more than once. More than twice, I mean.
Because
I remember. Now, it was definitely
more than once. I think it was twice, yeah.
But she did it well. I remember, I think even one time, didn't her, Billy Crystal, and Robin Williams host one time, too?
I don't know.
They kind of put that trifecta back together again.
Yeah.
And they hosted. I think it happened. I don't know.
I'm really sure.
I could be high. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I know they did that.
Could be all the snow we're dealing with. I don't know.
Not Farm Aid. What show did
they do? No, that was Comic Relief.
Comic Relief did that. That's right. Yeah.
But I think I remember vividly them being on stage at the Oscars, though, together. Doing a whole bunch of like shit together. Like multiple times they were doing it.
Yeah.
Danny, how long is this taking you to find
because
out?
Because every time I put it in, it tells me how many Oscars she won. Like, I'm
go
having
to
the same
Wikipedia.
Thing.
It should tell you right on the thing, like how many in the Wikipedia, where how many times she hosted the Academy Awards.
Oscars, she only won one Oscar, right?
Whoopi only
Ghost?
Won one, I
yeah,
believe.
For Ghost, yeah.
For Ghost. She won Best Supporting Actress.
By the way, Nick is calling Alexa a dumb robot.
She is a dumb robot.
She is a dumb robot. Hashtag dumb robot. Yeah. Hashtag bring back Rosie. Which Billy has the Rosie program, so I can't even make Rosie back right now.
That's right.
Whoopi Goldberg four times.
Four times.
Four times. Yeah. So
and you downplayed
her. Let me see. Most Academy Awards people who hosted the most times.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope. Yeah. Hosted the actors a record 18 times.
Yeah,
that's a lot of times.
Other multiple hosts or co-hosts include Billy Crystal did 8 times. Carson did 5 times. Jack Lemmon did 4 times and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, I didn't know Jack Lemmon did it many times. I know he did it once or twice, but
he did it a lot.
Yeah.
He made shit happen.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Danny, the drunkiest spring break cities in the world,
Florida, right?
Well, this was. Hold on, let me get this. Yeah. So the spring break right around the corner. Some online number crunches scanned Instagram to see which cities in the world mentioned that the most people bragging about getting drunk. All right. Now we're going international. What do you think is the number one answer?
Oh, international?
International. We'll go international first.
I was still thinking.
Because there's a reason I'm bringing this up for Danny.
It wouldn't be Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
No, no. International first.
Okay.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Florida is not most drunkiest spring break cities. I'm bringing this up for a reason. I'll get to the point in a second.
Miami?
No, international. International first.
Overseas, it's got to be Paris or something like that. Right?
No, Mexico has the number one and number two and number three and number four spots.
Oh, wow.
Four different things in Mexico. All right. The number five, Canada. Montreal, by the way.
Oh, Canada.
Now, going to America, the number five spot, Seaside, Florida.
Okay.
All right. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, number four.
Okay.
New Orleans. And the reason I'm bringing this up, number two, Danny, Vegas. Okay.
Vegas.
Vegas, baby. Yeah. Because that's where me and Danny are going to be.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so you guys can do anything you want.
I don't think Danny's flying with me now.
You don't think so?
Because I'm leaving at the crack of ass, and I don't think Danny's coming to the airport with me.
Why not?
Because I don't think Danny's going to want to wake up. Oh. Danny's doing this as a vacation.
Yes,
that's right. I'm working.
Yeah.
Danny's doing it as a vacation. I will be at the expo working, and Danny will be working with me. And Danny's going to be
now judging a bikini contest.
A $10,000 bikini contest.
I don't know how you can call looking at beautiful women and talking to them and having sex and all that working.
Who said I got fucking sex yet?
You're going to have sex.
There's no guarantee I'm getting sex. You have a
If Joe pays for it, maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
How much?
It's about, I don't know.
But he has
$10,000.
He has to watch.
Ugh. Creepy.
I have to take photos.
All right. We got to take speaking, you got to take photos, and I got to take a break.
Okay.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I'm going to throw up a little bit thinking about Joe watching me have sex.
That's right.
That's what's going to happen.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do right after these words. Yay.
Loud. Fuck. Rude, crude, and tattooed. And those are his good qualities. Uncle Eddie Live, right here on Ham Radio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Tequila!
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah, what's going on? Joe leaning over me while I'm trying to do a live commercial. You bastard. I want to talk about Religion Tequila. ReligionTequila.com. Come on, you know it's 100% organic tequila. It's the most delicious tequila in the effing world. Come on now. All right, it's a gold, double gold medal in the 2017 Las Vegas Global Spirits Award for Best Overall Tequila and Best Blanco. All right, baby, Best Blanco. And then followed up that by winning Best Tequila and Best Respondo at the 2017 New York World Wine and Spirits Competition. You know they're not playing around. You know that they got the best stuff. You know that they are 100% pure, beautiful, organic tequila. It's our vision. It's our devotion. It's our religion. That's right, ReligionTequila.com. You need to get all the more information that you need to get. You need to go to ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. Yeah, and tell them that Uncle Eddie sent you. Come on, do me the favor. ReligionTequila.com, baby!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Following an interview chock full of wildly belligerent insults directed at the Trump presidency and its staffers, CNN's Erin Burnett straight up told Trump campaign aide Sam Nunberg she could smell alcohol on his breath. This was only made worse by the fact that at the time he was live via satellite. Jack Osborne confirmed that his famous rocker dad Ozzy and the rest of the brood will not be reviving their family's former reality show. It was basically 3 years of Sharon Osborne yelling at her decrepitly senile husband, making that now two Osbornes to bite the head off an old bat. The man who stole Frances McDormand's Oscar will be facing felony grand theft charges after swiping the Best Actress winner's statue during an after party. Of course, the next famous statue suspect Terry Bryant sees will be outside the courthouse, blindfolded, holding a set of scales. Wait, it was just there a minute ago. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Had a bad day again. She said I would not understand. She left a note and said I'm sorry. I had a bad day again.
Come on!
She spilled her coffee, broke her shoelace, smeared the lipstick on her face, slammed the door and said, I'm sorry, I had a bad day again.
Yeah!
And she swam.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. I think we're having a good day. I just put bad day on because it was on the CD rack. So I said, bad day.
Uh-oh.
It's a good song, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fuel, bad day. I thought we had a good day, minus Billy,
yeah.
Who normally is our beer wench and goes and gets those drinks.
That's true,
and
yeah.
And he didn't do that.
Yeah.
That's sad.
No, I'm thirsty. You just mentioned it, so maybe I'm thirsty.
Well, go to the green room.
Yeah.
Also, Mr. Skin, come on. Mr. Skin, for more information, MrSkin.com.
Yes.
He was outstanding today. He was very fast because he had to do another radio show.
That's very nice.
But it was a good job. I think don't want to say nothing, but I think we did a pretty good goddamn show today, boys.
I know.
People in the chat room were very happy to listen to the show today. They were interactive today. We called Marcus greedy because he's bisexual.
Well, he wasn't exactly greedy. Had a very active chat room today.
Yeah, very active. Had a bad day. We learned that Danny doesn't wear any underwear.
I know, yeah.
Hasn't done it for 2 years.
Ain't going to be wearing it in Vegas either.
Hi-yo!
I hope to be wearing no pants by then.
Well, we also learned that Danny now is judging the $10,000 bikini contest with me in Vegas, all a part of the Expo weekend.
That's got to be great, Matt. Can you, will you be able to send, like, live video, like Facebook video?
I will ask Mike if I can Facebook live.
Yeah, I'll be really great.
From a location.
Well, we have a call.
Who's on our phones? Where's my remote for this? There it is. I did click audio. Hello. There we go. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who the hell is this?
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, how are you doing, Arnold?
How are you, sir?
Or better known to you and your audience is Detective John Kimble.
John Kimble. how are you, Detective? How is everything going on?
Well, I'm doing okay, Uncle Eddie, but I called in to tell you something. You, my friend, you are an idiot.
You need to tell me things I already know.
I've known that for years.
Thank you, yeah.
Listen to me. You're an idiot because it's not the autonomy award. It's not an autonomy award, guys. It's an anatomy.
Anatomy.
You know, one of the maids, one of my maids that would clean my house, yeah, she would be eligible for an autonomy award. That's the way it is in my world. But anatomy, you idiot.
Pay me now, pay me later.
You'll pay me now. I'm being yelled at by the former governor of California.
I know, yeah.
Didn't you used to say California? I got a word wrong.
Yeah.
How you got the whole state wrong? You used to run.
Yeah.
You do not want to have a war with the Terminator, so you need to stop right now.
I would love to have a war of words with you, Governor.
Well, let's back up for 1 second and talk about, you were talking to your audience earlier.
Hold on. You're breaking character. I can hear your regular voice. Go ahead, Governor.
I put my name in the hat to host the Oscars. I had a great opening number. It was great. I would come out on stage and I would tell jokes while maids would clean around me. And then I would pull out my car and I would tell people, Get down!
And
I would shoot all over the crowd. They're lying.
You're going to fuck the maid?
Wonderful.
I have no clue what just happened. I think Arnold just called. And
I'm telling you.
Arnold said
he was still getting back with Maria.
Arnold said he was going to fuck the maid.
Yeah.
And we missed it. So that would be a great opening number. If you had a guy come out. And
Arnold would be a great host for the Oscars.
Yeah, that's what he just said, stupid. Yeah. Where the
no,
fuck
I'm just
you?
Saying. Did you not listen to him?
No, he didn't listen to a word Arnold said.
Besides when he said, get out of the chopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would be a great one. You know who did a fucking great job, too?
Who?
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, well, yeah.
When he hosted the Oscars.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. A lot of people don't like him for his little boob song there.
Mm. Yeah,
I've seen your boobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to fucking get right now.
That's what they should have, like, old B-list guys, like, you know, guys like Steven Seagal and Arnold and Sylvester Stallone, guys that ain't, you know, like these, they're not really making it anymore. They should have an Oscars for them. You know,
best B-rated actor.
The best has-been or something like that.
Isn't it called the Razzies? Don't they have the Razzies? Didn't the Rock just win a Razzie?
What is it?
For Baywatch?
Yeah, who or somebody? Yeah, but that's for TV, right?
No, that's for movies.
Everything? Okay.
This is what you were talking about, Danny.
In the movie that we saw your boobs. Meryl Streep, we saw your boobs in Silkwood. Naomi Watson, Mulholland Drive.
Wait, I want to find a better fucking way. I got to find a better...
That's somebody that took video of their TV while it was...
Yeah, but that's pretty cool because they were showing all the reactions of the people. Like, huh?
Well, dude, it was fucking taped,
yo. That was great.
Let me see if I can get a better fucking... okay. Of course, it's a commercial.
Always, yeah. Oh, hey, you want,
your video will play after this. No one cares.
You want this for nothing? That's what you got to do. Well, otherwise, you pay for the
it
site.
It should all be for nothing. The information is free.
I agree. It's a free information.
We live in a free democracy.
That's what they tell you, boy.
God damn it. Is this the song? There you go. Let me see if it's the...
It's probably the
it's
same
probably
thing.
A fucking... No, it's somebody fucking talking about the song.
Yeah.
You twat.
It has some nerve.
I just want, I want, see, you can't find the fucking song.
Well, we weren't prepared for it. We could have filed it if we were prepared for it.
Wait, maybe this one? Let's see if it's this Let me see, hold on. I want to see if I can get his, we saw your boobs.
We saw your boobs.
There you go.
We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs. Meryl Streep, we saw your boobs in Silkwood. Naomi Watson, Mulholland Drive. Angelina Jolie, we saw your boobs in Gia. They made us feel excited and alive. And Hathaway, we saw your boobs in Brokeback Mountain. Halle Berry, we saw them in Monsters Ball. Nicole Kidman and Eyes Wide Shut, Marissa Tomei and The Wrestler, but we haven't seen Jennifer Lawrence's boobs at all. We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs. Kristen Stewart, we saw your boobs in On the Road. And in Monster, we saw Charlize Theron's. Helen Hunt, we saw them in The Sessions.
They're all embarrassed.
And Scarlett Johansson, we saw them on our phones. Jessica Chastain, we saw your boobs in Lawless. Jodie Foster in The Accused. Hillary Swank and Boys Don't Cry, Penelope Cruz and Vanilla Sky, and Kate Winslet in Heavenly Creatures and Jude, and Hamlet, and Titanic, and Iris, and Little Children, and The Reader, and whatever you're shooting right now. We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles.
We saw your boobs, 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 we saw your boobs.
We saw your boobs.
Great.
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
That is phenomenal.
I thought the stars
a lot of people
so.
Had a problem with it,
of course they had a problem with it, especially in this fucking hashtag Me Too movement prior to that.
Yeah,
we did. We saw your boobs. Yeah. Celebrate the fact that we saw your boobs.
Yeah, I don't think he would have got away with it if he did it this year.
No, he couldn't do anything right now. Well, that's what happened. When you watch the award show, Jimmy Kimmel's on the stage like emasculating men.
Yeah.
Telling us how we're all horrible creatures. No. Yeah. The ones that act like that were horrible creatures. The rest of us treat women like, I don't know, normal people.
I think so.
You dumb dumb. They're not all the same.
We treat them nice because we want to get laid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I try to be nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get laid.
Take you out to dinner and buy you flowers and ask politely for sex, maybe.
And then Joe Bill Cosby's the girl.
Well, yeah. No, I don't do that.
Who likes this pill?
Well, yeah.
It's a good pill.
You want some Jell-O?
You want some Jell-O pudding?
Pudding pop. I'll give you my pudding pop.
Now, that would be worst Oscar host, Bill Cosby.
Wow, yeah.
Will be a horrible Oscar
host. Yeah. He never hosted the Oscars,
no.
Right?
I'm just saying, if he would, would be the worst.
Years ago, he would have been funny, you know, but now with everything, he can't do it anymore.
Best supporting actress!
I'm surprised he went back on the stage again. You know, he must have thought this was all blowing over.
He's fucking blind now. He doesn't even know he's on the stage.
Yeah, anymore. Really. He's, he's just,
they told him he was playing in a sold-out.
In a matter of speaking, he should
fold
up and go away or something. You know,
it's not going to happen.
The cause,
Joe just wants to knock him off because he has him on the death pool.
Yes, I do.
You
hear Stan Lee is very sick, by the way.
Stan Lee, Billy's going to get a fucking point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to suck. That's going to be horrible.
He's ready to go, Stan. And I also heard that James Bond is...
James Bond is nothing. Stop it. You are a liar.
If a James Bond goes, you don't get credit unless it's Sean Connery.
Any one of them could be.
No. You are a fucking liar.
I already have a point for Roger Moore.
No, you do not.
I do.
No, you do not.
I have one.
No, you do not.
Roger Moore's James Bond.
Wait a minute, I'm being told that the Facebook thing is down?
What?
Are we, Danny, play it on your phone. Lost the feeds, the Facebook and your site, the live feeds are down.
I've got it.
Everyone else seems to have it. We're still recording. We're still on the air.
I'm watching on the on my thing here. I'm watching a replay. I don't know.
There we go, people. Danny is watching us now. Now it's like one of those weird moments. Yeah. Danny's watching himself watching us. That's a very weird thing.
He might be going through a power failure.
No, but we're on the air. Everyone, he just listened to it, Joe.
I just listened to it. I just heard the part where he said...
Where I just questioned, hey, Danny, look at the fucking recording.
Okay.
The show...
Well, I'm watching it on my...
Still, hold on. Shut up. Oh, okay. Now he's writing me going, it was a burp. Good over here. Sorry. Okay. God damn it. I stopped what I was talking about. I was in the middle.
Now I'm distracted. I forgot what the fuck we were talking about.
I know. All is well.
Okay.
All's well that ends well.
We are talking about...
Boobs.
Boobs.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
In the $10,000... Wait, I didn't put a comma. Hold on. Comma.
You suck at
bikini
this. Wax.
Contest. Which now Danny somehow has muscled in on.
Yeah.
I don't know how. He still hasn't booked his fucking flight.
Yeah.
So how is he being promoted as being part of, from the Ham Radio Show, Danny and Uncle Eddie as judges to the contest.
Mm-hmm.
Along
with
Ronnie the limo driver, by the way.
Because I saw your boobs.
Oh.
I saw your boobs. You saw my boobs. Danny, you know what? How about that? Ready?
We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs.
I just wanted to say it again. We saw your boobs. That was a great fucking... Seth MacFarlane, by the way, is a triple threat. Fuck, he's a good looking.
Yeah.
He can fucking sing. He's a singing song dance man from the old school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's funny.
And he's funny, yes.
I mean, that's everything you fucking need. Plus, oh, by the way,
And he's irreverent.
We also didn't finish our conversation of what we need. You are such an asshole.
Who's that?
My new boss.
Oh, okay.
I am. That's all I wrote. I think what I want to have is I want to also get, I want to get, not as a main cast member, Danny, but I want to change the show, the things to build up the show. I want to get someone that does impressions. Like the guy that just called, whoever that was, that just called and did Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it was. I want to get somebody like, you see how much fun we just had with Arnold?
I thought that was Arnold.
I want to get someone who does impressions.
It wasn't Arnold.
It was not Arnold. I want to get someone who does impressions.
Oh, okay.
I want to.
Well, who do you know that does impressions
I
that
don't
will
know.
Work for free?
I don't know.
I got a friend of mine who does a great Dangerfield. you know, I'll tell you. You know, those guys.
Is it you, Joe?
No, it's not me.
Is it you?
Do a great Dangerfield.
Are you trying to whore out yourself?
No, I don't do it.
I do a great Dangerfield. I have a friend. Air quotes.
When Joe wants to whore himself out, he just goes to the street corner and say, hey, little girl, you
hey,
want to make
folks,
$5?
Here I am.
Want to make $5 the hard way? I want to get a mascot.
A mascot.
I want to get a guy in a suit.
God.
That is our mascot, like some kind of furry animal.
Oh.
I was thinking a panda bear, not a panda bear.
Oh.
A panda bear. So they pander to the society. That's the bear, the anti panda bear or the panda bear. I have a ton of ideas, Dan. You're not helping because you're not throwing out anything. You're just worried
about
not having underwear.
About the bear.
What happened to the bear?
What happened to the pig?
No, I'm just saying we need to have some. No, we can get a pig, too, but with the panda
it
pig?
It goes with ham.
Well, why don't we throw it out to the chat room, guys? Anybody wants to become a regular on the show, regular call-in guy, develop your own character. And
I don't believe I said regular. I just want to point it out. Joe just took.
I just said regular.
I know. I didn't say regular.
Oh well, I heard it somewhere.
I want to bring somebody in who does impressions.
Uh-huh.
And I want to bring somebody on that does impressions, and I think an impressionist would up our game a little bit more.
Oh, really?
Like, it'd be funny to go to, like, just fucking, hey, I got Arnold on the phone. Let's talk to Arnold. I got Barack Obama's online, too, Danny. Let's talk to Barack.
Barack.
But I want to try them out first. Like, they got to be good because there's tons of people that go online.
Yeah.
And if you watch on YouTube, and they're like, "Oh, I do a thousand voices," and half of them you have no clue who the fuck they are.
I do the Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
I show
them. Oh, it's fucking exact. It's like Elvis Presley. It's like Elvis is here. Like I only do a couple. I do a really shitty Bill Cosby. I do a good Macho Man.
A good Macho Man. Yeah.
You don't dig it, Dan. Snap into a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah. But he's dead.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Then I got to do Ghost the Macho Man. So then I got to add the effect.
Well, you have your characters that you don't do anymore. You have,
what character?
Fatar.
I do, but I just did it when Denny said Gandhi.
And there's who's the homosexual guy?
That's Ronaldo Sampson.
Ronaldo Sampson.
Hi, everybody. It's
we don't even play those bits anymore.
I know, because we don't need to.
Those are great bits.
We will make new ones.
Well, we make new ones.
When you write a fucking song that I've asked you to write 9 million fucking years. Mister, I want to go against my work ethic. Where's your fucking song?
Well.
I would shut up then, old man.
Mister, I can write a show tune in 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I quote you as saying. No, they're easy.
Did I say that?
Yes, that's how you got into the predicament of Friday.
On this very program. Well, where we gave you shit that we gave you different topics.
It all started with Auschwitz. I wasn't here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well.
We gave you
didn't I write you a bunch of songs?
Yes, but we gave you
I think I've got 10 or 15 songs on there.
You did not write 10 or 15 songs. Calm down there, fucking.
Look at my list.
All right, excuse me.
At least
excuse
10.
Me, Andrew Lloyd Webber. You didn't write 15 fucking songs.
You look at my list. I bet you there's about 10 list. There.
I bet you there's not fucking.
Well, we lost a bunch of them. Because
well,
of
how many? Wait, first off, you just jumped to how many?
15.
Joe Tunes, right? That's the file. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And there's even more than that.
First off, we're missing a whole shitload of them, it seems.
So what are you telling me? I didn't do it?
I'm telling you didn't do new. We asked you for recent
now
ones.
Now you want new?
I want new.
You want new?
You want Ronaldo Sampson to make a return.
First of all, you got to give me a cause. You know, like, when you gave me Auschwitz, I wasn't there. I wrote a song for Auschwitz, I wasn't there. You have to have a reason to write. You need inspiration to write. That's why I don't write anymore.
You have zero inspiration?
I have zero inspiration.
Write a song about Danny not wearing underwear.
Write a song about Eddie being obsessed with dick.
There you go.
There you go.
I know.
I didn't know he was obsessed with dick.
I'm not obsessed with dick. I have penis envy.
All right, write a song about Eddie's penis envy.
I legitimately have penis envy.
Write a song about Eddie's penis envy.
I've diagnosed myself, by the way, but I have penis envy.
Who's that guy who wrote Dear Penis? It's out already. Somebody.
You're not going to. See, you're going to steal someone else's song.
That's what I'm saying. I can't steal
someone
else's song.
You're going to steal Dear Penis.
Dear Penis.
I don't think I like you anymore.
Hey there, vagina.
Yeah. Well, that was another fucking parody that Joe didn't write.
Which one?
Hey There, Vagina. You didn't do that one. Hey There, Vagina.
Did I write There Was No Hair in a Hole?
You have no hair in a hole. These are some of the classics. Yeah. Let's go to Joe's classics. What do I got? 3 minutes, Danny? Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'll play one. We got I'm a Jew, Judas Pull My Finger, Betty White, Miley Cyrus, Fatherland, Barbara Walters, Possible Bill the Rapist, Bruce Jenner, Froggy Bush, No Hair on Her Hole.
By the way.
Froggy Bush, I don't even remember that one.
Yeah, see, you don't even know.
Go back.
And by the way, half of them were written with Billy, so you don't fucking know what you did.
Please.
I'm not even playing half of this shit.
Going back to the roast I've been watching in Team Martin, like Bruce Jenner was on one of them.
Of course he was. Of course she was.
As
the real Bruce Jenner, right?
Yeah.
Of course she was.
While they were in the, like 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Nick wants Ronaldo's cockfight.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's a great quote.
That's a good one, Ronaldo's cockfight.
Some of those are on YouTube.
Ronaldo gets a job.
I know. I wrote them, Joe. You don't have to point out.
Ozzy Osbourne.
No, those were the shitty ones that you love.
Oh, they're not
Joe
shitty.
Here's what Joe loves. Joe loves, we used to put these fucking things where we used to take voice clips.
Yeah, voice clips.
And put them in with me acting.
Yeah, I was good.
And Joe used to love them.
I do.
Like rub his dick to them. He loved them.
The best one you did is when
Ryan Seacrest rubbed his cock. That's what Joe did.
The best one is when you did when we had the intro, at the original intro, when you did with
the Full Metal Jacket?
The Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. Gee, that was good. That was a good intro.
The best one.
You should play that one once in a while. Do you still have it?
No.
Nick's probably got it somewhere.
Nick, do you got the Full Metal Jacket? That's what we need. We need a little Full Metal Jacket.
I think we used to, that was a clean one, too, because did we use that on WNJC?
WNJC.
Yeah. WNJC.
Renaissance Radio.
Yeah. Did the lights just flash, or was that me?
No, you're having a stroke.
Oh, okay.
Hope to God you're having a stroke. I mean,
oh, we got through tonight without going out in power. The power's going out here.
Dude, we're still on the air. Can you not fucking say that until we're off the fucking air? Okay. Is that like a possibility? You know, we got through this without a DWI, Danny. Glug, glug, glug. Drive, drive, drive. Oh.
Glug.
When we're fucked.
Okay.
Joe has to be the black cloud of the moment.
Well, you know, we got through today.
Yeah, we got through this without getting cancer. Ring, ring. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's the doctor. You got cancer. Oh, motherfucker.
What can I tell you?
Fucking Joe. It's enough that I got to drive in this shit.
It's alive. It's alive.
You are an asshole. Yeah.
What's your favorite movie quote, Eddie?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck you!
That's not a movie quote.
I don't know. It's from something.
Okay. God, you can't go with favorite movie quotes of me and Eddie, because we'll go back
and
forth.
I can do that for days.
That's a two-hour show itself.
Yeah, really?
I can actually quote full movies.
Every time we go on a long car ride somewhere, that's all me and him do in the car to pass the time. Like, we go to
that and Roadhead.
Yeah.
What's Roadhead?
That's when I blow Danny while he's driving.
Oh, okay.
I'm a good passenger.
Oh, what a friend.
Danny, hit the fucking music. Come on.
Oh, we got some time.
How much time we got?
We got, let me see. We got 10, 9.
Oh, guys,
eight,
count me down.
7.
Always.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hit the button. God damn it. My thanks to Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Go to MrSkin.com for further details on everything and everything. My thanks to the governor who called us. That was a plus.
It was Arnold,
he called us on the phone. Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And also remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, tell it, knock, knock. Who's there? Fuck you! That's what I do. But that's just me. And I definitely have issues. Until then, I say AMF, my friends. And you know what AMF means, right? It means adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network. And broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.